One of the interesting things about this study and a lot of the other current studies on fulvestrant is they used a loading dose. I believe they gave 500 milligrams initially, 250 after 2 weeks, and then 250 at 4 weeks, and 250 a month. And the first question asked, I think it was by George Sledge after Bill Gradishar presented this, was, is a loading dose now standard of care for fulvestrant? How would you answer that question?
I think the thing which is very clear that when we carried out initially the phase 3 randomized trial against anastrozole, that's where we did all these PKs and the drug steady state levels. And we gave the drug at a fixed dose of 250 every 4 weeks. It took a while. One question was, in that period before the patient gets to a steady state level, when there is subtherapeutic level of the drug, are the patients progressing that drug is ineffective? Or there is not enough drug on board and the disease is progressing. So the design of this study was to bring a therapeutic range very quickly by giving the loading dose. And we showed that. The question which we don't have the answer is this the best approach? Our conventional, if we would have given it every 4 weeks, would have achieved the same results. But you can only say the way the drug was administered and when we compare it against another drug, the efficacy looks similar. So I think if I have to use the drug in a clinical practice in this type of setting, I will be using as the drug was utilized in the protocol.
So right now in your practice outside a protocol setting, do you always use a loading dose of fulvestrant?
I personally, even before the data came out, I use it loading dose so that this question should not be lingering in my mind and the patient mind that, oh, maybe if we would have waited longer enough, that I would have responded. So that way, if the patient responds, well and good. But if a patient didn't respond, you can't say that, oh, because the drug did not reach to a steady state and you didn't have the opportunity to observe the patient long enough.